Only one answer. Elder Henry D. Taylor. Henry D. Taylor. Conference Report. April 1958. Pages 122-123. At 4:15 yesterday, as the afternoon session of conference was concluding, I was handed a note written by Sister Claire Middlemiss, President McKay's secretary, requesting that I be in President McKay's office at 5 o'clock. I was there. Shortly after that the lightning struck. President McKay pointed out that a vacancy or vacancies would exist in the assistance to the Council of the Twelve, and it was his desire and the desire of the brethren that I should fill one of those vacancies. There was only one answer that I could give, and that was, "Yes, President McKay, I will accept, I will do all I can." This, brethren and sisters, is in spite of a feeling of inadequacy and a knowledge of my limitations. Today I also would like to pay tribute to my forebears, the Taylors and the Dixons, who joined the church in foreign countries and came to this land. I am grateful for my parents who have long since passed away, for the training which they gave their six sons and two daughters, that whenever a call came from the brethren, there could be but one answer, and that was to say yes, accept the calling, and then serve with all of our heart, might, mind, and strength. In accepting this calling, I take comfort from a few factors. First is the promise of the prophet that has been quoted once today here, that whenever the Lord has a work for us to do, He prepares a way for us to accomplish it. Grandmother Taylor used to say that the Lord broadens the back to carry the burden. I also rely upon the assurance that prayers are being offered up daily throughout this church for the general authorities, and I know those prayers are heard and that the brethren are sustained by the Spirit of our Heavenly Father in answer to those prayers, as we have called missionaries, also branch and district presidencies and others to positions of leadership and responsibility. We have pointed out to them that often men are called not for what they are, but for what they may become. Now, it is an easy thing to give advice and counsel like that. Sometimes those words come back to us. So in giving counsel it might be well to keep in mind this adage, to let our words be sweet and tender because tomorrow we may have to eat them. For the past 2.5 years, Sister Taylor and I have been presiding in the California Mission. I am grateful for Sister Taylor, a beautiful and lovely daughter of Zion. Our present calling is probably the most satisfying experience that we have ever had in our lives. We work shoulder to shoulder, traveling about the mission together. Over the years as I have served in other church positions, Sister Taylor has had to assume a major responsibility in the rearing of our four fine sons. I am grateful for her companionship, and for the support and strength that she is to me. I would like to express appreciation this day for the missionaries in the California Mission, also for the saints who reside in Southern California and Arizona, in the mission as well as in the 34 stakes in Southern California and Arizona where the missionaries are working. The stake presidents, the bishops, and all the saints have been most kind, and very thoughtful and generous to us. We have learned to love the people there and to appreciate them. I would like to pledge my support this day to the brethren, that I will do all within my power to help build up the kingdom. Elder Mark E. Peterson once remarked that President Clark had made the suggestion that there are two times when a short talk is in order, at least two times. Once is when you are starting a job, and the other is when you are finishing. Well, I am just starting a new calling, so it gives me encouragement to make my remarks brief. I would like to leave with you today, brethren and sisters, my witness that I know that we have a Heavenly Father, that He loves us, that He is interested in us. I bear my witness to you today on this Easter Sabbath that I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, the Savior and Redeemer of mankind, and that through His atonement we will have salvation and also the possibilities of exaltation through our acts. I am grateful for the life of the prophet Joseph Smith. I truly believe he talked to our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, in the Sacred Grove in the year 1820. It is my firm belief that under instructions which were given him this church was organized, and I am so grateful for my membership in this church. I love it very much. I am grateful to belong to a church that is directed and led by inspiration and revelation in this day, and with all my heart I uphold President David O. McKay and these other brethren in the general authorities. God bless you, brethren and sisters. I hope that you will pray for me as I will pray for you. I bear this witness to you and humbly pray for this, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Amen.